Okay, hi there, and welcome to episode number 3 of Tom Helson's Thought Explosions. I'm still regretting the name, but I don't have anything else to call it, so we're still going to stick with it for now. I really feel like yesterday, in the last episode, I kind of dropped the ball a little bit. The subject of kind of content strategy was far too broad for this kind of short format. I will be releasing more on content strategy. I've got some articles on the blog already. It's helsonsocial.com. You can go check it out. But I wanted to say be a bit more specific on it. I think blogging is still absolutely key for almost any business in terms of content. For me, it's a really straightforward way. I'm a bit of a writer anyway. But for most people, I think it's relatively straightforward to knock out, you know, an article or so every couple of days on your chosen subject, and I think that's really important. So content strategy for blogging, that's really key. There are two things you want to think about for this. You want to think about organic reach through search engines, and you want to think about unique content specifically for your market. Now obviously you want to do both with both, but there's content that will do well kind of virally that you can write for your social media following, and then there's content that will do well organically through search engines. If you can get the two of them to tie in so they both do both, that's fantastic. But the question then becomes, how do you create content that does that, and how can you write about your subject matter? So you need to find an angle that your audience are going to really appreciate. Subjects around your subject, for example, if you had, I keep using the example of selling pet supplies. I don't know why I use that, but if that's your business, then you're in luck, because I got a load of examples. If you have a business selling pet supplies, like for dogs, you know, you could write all about dog health on your blog, or having pet dogs and the ups and downs of that, and pet insurance, and you could talk about all these different things to do with medical care, health care, how to exercise your dog properly, what to feed your dog, all these kind of things, or cat or gerbil or hamster or lizard or parrot or fish or whatever. But you see what I mean, you don't need to write about the wonderful pet supplies that you sell. You can build your brand authority by writing about the subject more broadly. So you need to find an angle that your audience will appreciate, things that they'll enjoy that they might want to naturally share. Then what you want to do is find, if you're looking for organic traffic through search engines and growing your authority that way, you need to find keywords, that's kind of search terms, which are easy to rank for. Now there's no way I can go through that in sufficient detail here, but what we're looking for is what they call longer tail keywords. So if you had a shop that sold shoes, the keyword shoes, you might think, well, that's a great keyword to target, but that's very broad, and there's millions of people, sites, businesses aiming for that type of keyword, and it's not very specific to your customer. So one person searching for shoes might not be looking for the same thing as anyone else searching for shoes online. So you want to get it as specific as possible. So men's long distance running shoes, for example, would be a lot more of a specific thing. If you were able to write an article on men's long distance running shoes, that would be not only easier to rank for, because there's less, you know, businesses looking for that, to target that specifically, but also anyone that does find your article, because it is so specific, they're much more likely to appreciate your content. So you want to think about they call it longer tail keywords. So you want to think about different ways you could do that. You could write articles, for example, the top 5 long distance men's running shoes for under $200, or, you know, things of that nature. There's an unlimited number of different articles you could write on your blog, and of course you could reference your own products through that as well. You can kind of almost under the radar kind of promote your thing, but you don't always need to do that, because just by building up your brand and getting it shared either through social media or through search engines, you're going to find that your brand authority grows, your web traffic will grow, your social media following will grow, and people will come to respect what you say because you're clearly an expert in your field.